And now we're joined by the head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions, James Franklin. James was in Dallas yesterday with Saquon Barkley. He did a great interview on NFL Network earlier in the day as well. James, you got John Schmelk here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. How are you today?
Doing great. Really appreciate you guys having us on.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on to talk about the Giants' second overall pick in the draft and Saquon Barkley. Obviously, an impact player. And I think we talked to a lot of scouts over the course of this show in the last month, and the way Dan Shanko, a former NFL scout, described him to me was he's a weapon. Why do you think Saquon Barkley on offense and even on special teams is such a weapon?
Well, the only person that's happier than James Franklin right now is Eli Manning. Because, he got a guy that's going to be a tremendous teammate. He's going to be unbelievable in the locker room. But I think back to your point there is, you know, in today's day and age, the way you use a running back is not just line him up in the eye and hand him the ball 30 times a game. It's using him as a runner. It's using him out of the backfield as a receiver. Free releasing him, it's lining him up in the slot and creating matchups, and he can do all those things. You know, he's also been a dynamic kickoff return guy, but he's a guy that understands. You know, the more things that he can do to bring value to the organization, then the bigger impact he's going to have, and that's how we used him at Penn State. So he's smart, he's thoughtful, he's caring. He's going to be an unbelievable teammate. He's going to be great in the community. He's going to make your locker room better the day he steps in it.
All right, well, let's take his skills one by one. Let's start with the running game before we get back to the passing attack. I thought you had an interesting quote yesterday on NFL Network, because I watched a lot of his 2017 film, and he ran mostly out of the shotgun, but you talked on NFL Network about how when he first got there, you used him a lot out of the I formation. So I guess my question is, how versatile is he in terms of scheme, in terms of how you use him as a back, out of the gun, in power, zone power? How versatile is he in terms of his running style and adapting to what the Giants might want to do?
Well, you know, I was with the Green Bay Packers, so I have a West Coast offense background. That was the offense I ran when I was the offensive coordinator at Maryland and at Kansas State, and then at Vanderbilt as well, and then when we first got to Penn State. So he started his career off, you know, running a pro-style West Coast offense, terminology, protections, all of it. You know, as a true freshman, he lines up in the backfield behind a quarterback under center and rushes for almost 200 yards against Ohio State the year they won the national championship. So he's gonna be a guy that's going to be able to learn the system. He's going to understand concepts, and you're going to be able to use him in so many different ways. And that's why he's valuable. You know, there's been backs that have been big and strong. There's been backs that have been quick and fast. There's been backs that are great receivers. He's a guy that really has got a check mark in all of those boxes.
Yeah, and it's funny, Dave Gettleman said yesterday, I think the quote that hit me the most, he said, athletically, Saquon's been touched by the hand of God. He has the quick feet of a small guy, but he's 230 pounds, which is a combination you don't very often see. How does that combination, in terms of quickness and size, manifest it on the football field and the way he carries the football?
Well, I think the thing, you know, I've been doing this for 24 years. And I've never really seen anybody like him, and that's including my time in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, he is a complete freak show. You know, so you're talking about a guy who can run for power when you need him to on short yardage situations. You know, one of the things that I think he's going to have to, you know, focus on and get better at is he was such a creator for us, you know, and our line wasn't the strength of our team. You know, so I think in the NFL, you got to understand, sometimes you just got to lower your shoulder and be happy with an ugly 2 or 3 yards and fight for it and stay on schedule. Where he had a mentality in college, every time he touched the ball, he was going to go for 80. And, you know, for us, he did it a lot.
Sure,
you know, so you know, he had a lot of creativity for us, but I think that's an area that I know he's going to focus on, he's going to grow on, you know, he's going to grow with. But he just does so many things well. And you're talking about a guy who can run for power, can run for speed, can run for quickness. You use him out of the backfield. And he takes a lot of pride in being able to protect the quarterback as well.
And well, I want to get to that now, because as you well know, Coach, you can be a great receiver catching the ball, but if you can't pass protect, you're not getting on the field on third downs in the NFL. You know that. Everyone here knows that. In terms of his pass protection, how advanced is he in terms of, A, recognizing where the blitz is coming from, and then, B, at, of course, 230 pounds, being able to take on that blitz and physically handle that defender coming after the quarterback?
Well, that's a very similar transition, you know, from high school to college. In terms of what I mean is, with running backs, that's the area that, you know, is going to determine whether they play early as college players as well. So, you know, very similar philosophy from that standpoint, something that takes great pride in. I mean, the guy can bench whatever you put on the bar, plays with great leverage, understands hand placement, and also, you know, 2 years ago I remember meeting with Saquon at the end of the year, and I said, you know, the running back that we had seen at Ohio State, Zeke, you know, that was the thing that I was impressed when people were talking about him for the draft. It was, you know, they're saying he may be one of the best blockers at the running back position to come out in, you know, 10 years. And I said, you know, look at what they're talking about, you know, this running back at Ohio State in the draft. And this is something that you can be and need to work on. So, you know, he's a guy, you tell him something that he needs to work on and he attacks it. You know, same thing this offseason, talking to him about, you know, the passing game. Hey, don't run routes with the running backs this summer. Run routes with the receivers all summer long. Get comfortable running receiver routes from out wide. And he did it. And, you know, that's where I think he just kind of understands. I think this generation, a lot of these kids like to just go out and work on the things that they're good at, where Saquon wants to take weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
Well, you know, Coach, and you mentioned his route running, and that's where I want to go next. It was a perfect segue. You know, he had more than 50 catches last year, more than 600 yards. He had more than 1,000 yards receiving in his 3 years at Penn State. And I think when most people think of running backs out of the backfield, they think, oh, you know, he'll dump it off and he'll make a couple guys miss. He'll gain 7-8 yards. But Barkley's a guy that you can split out wide. He can run slot routes. He can run wheel routes down the field. How advanced is he in terms of his route running and being a receiver, not just a guy that catches dump offs from the quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to be a weapon there, and I think, you know, you have to look at him that way in terms of your offensive coordinator, your head coach trying to get him in favorable situations and in matchups that cause the defense headaches and stress. You know, whether that's, you know, wheel routes out of the backfield, whether that's, you know, lining him up in the slot and running vertical stuff with him. We would run, you know, what we call big box, which is like an inside fade matched up against a linebacker or a safety. Whether that's lining him up in the slot and running, you know, mesh routes, rub routes, pick routes, those types of things, you know, where you're able to get him matched up with a Mike linebacker. You know, we were able to, you know, put him on the outside as the number one receiver as well, determine what type of coverage people are in. Are they in man coverage and they're going to take the Mike linebacker out of the box and match up, or are they going to do it with the corner? Well, then if you do it with the corner, then the number one receiver is now lined up in the slot. Now he's got a favorable situation. So, you know, he's really going to help, you know, the Giants in so many ways. He's really going to help Eli in so many ways, because here's a guy that you could be creative with, and he's also the quarterback's best friend. So when you do hit him on a check down, he's got a chance to take it to distance. And there's nothing better as a quarterback to throw a 4-yard pass and get credit for 80.
No question. We're joined by James Franklin, head coach of the Nittany Lions. A couple more for him talking about the Giants' second overall pick, Saquon Barkley. Coach, analytics say, the modern ones, that maybe the running back position has lost some value, and it's a replaceable position. Dave Gettleman, the Giants' general manager last night, called that nonsense. He called it a myth. And I think the one thing a lot of these analytics can't measure is the impact the presence of a running back on the field has on the rest of the offense. So as a guy that's seen Saquon for 3 years and has seen the impact he has on your offense, what does his presence on the field do to a defense that helps your offense in ways that don't show up in the numbers and in the analytics and in the metrics?
Yeah, I think they're the two most important points. It's not just the raw output of the running back position and the raw numbers and yards, rushing yards and things like that. That's where people missed the boat with Saquon and what he did for us. Everybody was so focused on just rushing yardage. The guy impacted the game in so many different ways. So I think, you know, your GM is exactly right. It's going to show up in more than just Saquon's stats. You're going to see the whole offense improve based on his presence on the field. You know, I think the other thing is, you know, if you're talking about a back that you've evaluated on film, that you've seen someone similar to this, that you could get in rounds 2 and 3 and 4, I get it. If you've evaluated this running back and he's similar to what you've seen over the last 5-10 years, then that's fine. But when you see a guy that you feel like is different? And from everything I've heard about the GM, his evaluation of Saquon Barkley is this is something that doesn't come around very often.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think the rules change when you feel so strongly about your evaluation as a of a player, not only physically, but also when you sit down and you talk to Saquon Barkley, his character is higher than his film grades are.
Yeah, Coach, and that's the final thing I want to touch with you on, and that's the off-the-field stuff, because that's something that, you know, I've got game film here where I can watch it, but unless you're around the kid every day, you don't know what he brings to the locker room. What are the Giants getting in Saquon Barkley as a person in the locker room and as a worker in the weight room, as someone that sets a good example for his teammates?
Well, things. You know, I don't want to, you know, set up unrealistic expectations for Saquon. He's an unbelievable person, and he's an unbelievable player. He still doesn't own his mistakes. But I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure. It has been a blessing in my life being around Saquon. You know, how he was with my two daughters. I have a 10-year-old, 11-year-old daughter, and tremendous mentor, tremendous big brother. Great guy in the locker room, great leader, leader through actions and leader verbally as well. Guy that never asked for the ball, never was one of these guys come to the sideline and upset if he didn't get the ball, you know, a certain number of times. Not once in 4 years did he ever ask for the ball. You know, so you're just talking about a guy that, you know, is going to embrace community service. He's going to embrace making an impact in the community. He's going to make the guys in the locker room. He's going to try to make the guys in the locker room around him better. He's going to be, you know, an extension of the coaching staff and an extension of the GM and the ownership in terms of how he conducts himself and how he represents himself. So I'm biased, obviously, but I love the guy, and I think the world of him and his family and everything that he represents.
Final question, Coach, and I think that is represented in how a player improves from when he steps in your building to when he leaves your building. How much and where did Barkley improve from the first day he walked in at Penn State to yesterday getting drafted into the NFL, and how was he able to make those big jumps in improvement in terms of his game?
Well, you know, I think you get that question a lot about, like, one area, and I think that's the thing that makes Saquon unique is it's not one area. It's the combination of traits and skills that he has, and really each one is strong, where most backs, you know, and most players, they may be really strong in some areas, but they have weaknesses in other. And with Saquon, he's just got so many skills. The body type you're looking for, the size that you're looking for, the strength, the speed, the power, the vision, you know, if you list out all the qualities you're looking for in a running back, he's got a lot of them. So that's where I think kind of he differentiates himself. But I think the other thing is the way he attacks it. He has a drive and a passion to be special. He wants to be, you know, the greatest running back to ever play the game. You know, at his party last night, you know, Jim Brown is there. You know,
oh, wow.
Someone obviously he looks up to, and you know, he wants to be the greatest running back to ever play the game. And you know, has really approached it that way since the day he stepped on our campus. He loves the game of football and is driven and passionate about being special.
Yeah, Coach, I saw him at the combine close up. I saw him standing at the podium, and my first reaction was, my goodness, he has the thighs the size of tree trunks. And I can only imagine the amount of work that must have went into just developing his athleticism and his body the way he has. And I got to be honest, I feel a little bad for you because I think your offense might see some fewer 8-man fronts in the next couple of years with Saquon no longer with the team. I can only imagine what an impact he had overall on your program, and it's been great listening to you talk about him today. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.